We're going to begin this hour by talking about something that you might have already seen if you've been in downtown Chapel Hill over the past few days, a really cool art exhibition that has gone up very abruptly overnight, practically, not even practically, right? It went up overnight in downtown Chapel Hill, an exhibit called the Meet the Moment Art Walk, more than 70 pieces on Franklin Street, all of them promoting voting and direct action in the pursuit of social justice. And we are joined in the studio by one of the organizers of the Meet the Moment Art Walk, Mary Swan Perry. Mary, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Sure. Hey, Aaron. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. You're not seeing this if you're listening at home, but the my coworkers like decorated the entire studio with happy birthday stuff. So it's a festive atmosphere in here. So tell us about the Meet the Moment Art Walk. What was the inspiration? What brought it together?
Sure. Well, the inspiration came about, first of all, 2020 has been quite the roller coaster of anxiety and so much rides on the 2020 election, and we've got a pandemic. So we've lost several social justice heroes, and first John Lewis, among many others. And then when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed, I just felt a sense of sort of a punch in the gut, sort of a final straw on the camel's back. And being a super fan of civic engagement, I just didn't want to have voters going, you know, toward Election Day without, you know, I feel like we should be empowered going to Election Day, and so much rides on this election, especially in North Carolina. So it was really more of a discussion with friends, what can we do to empower and inspire people? Because, you know, the pandemic, we've been sitting around, you know, watching the news, getting anxious about things, and we really need to have the wind at our backs.
Mm-hmm. And they really do say, like, the thing that drives people to get off the couch and get out and participate is if they're surrounded by that message, right? If our friends are doing it, if our family members are doing it, if we see that message in the community just sort of on a regular basis until it becomes routine, that's what gets a lot of us off the couch and getting out and doing it. So I think, like, really putting that message out there in a powerful and visual and visually striking and artistic way is just such a really cool thing.
Right. Yeah. We can get stuck in the news cycle, but Election Day is when we actually change that. So that's what we're kind of hitting on, this message of, come on now, let's do this. Get out there and vote.
So how did it all come together? Like, what did you do?
It came together super fast. So honestly, it came together, started being discussed within a few days of RBG passing. And, you know, your first thoughts are for things like candlelight vigils, and those are special, but they come and go so quick. We also had been talking, a few others of us, in a separate conversation about, you know, the downtown and trying to help local business owners. We were so excited when the town did extend the walkway for pedestrians during the pandemic. So somehow this kind of all melded together into this idea of, let's put walk into the space to help drive people down there. Also, of course, in the pandemic, what can you do? I just had a birthday myself, and it was pouring down rain, and I thought, this is the saddest birthday. What can I do? So to create some outdoor fun, because folks are kind of getting into a rut. So all of this kind of came together of, how can we get people out, have some fun, build some community, support our local business, and vote.
Mm. Speaking with Mary Swan Perry, and again, we're talking about the Meet the Moment Art Walk, and I have to ask how you came up with Meet the Moment as the title. What was the inspiration for that?
We were hustling to get this all pulled together between the plywood for the artists and all of the, you know, marketing. But
you this know, is like 1,000 trips to Lowe's. Was
right,
that what it basically
right.
was? Okay, yeah.
We had a really nice carpenter friend who had a bunch for us too.
Nice.
But we were struggling with, how do we put a name on this? And in discussing what to name it, we said, you know, we really need something that helps people meet this really important moment in our history. And there it was.
Awesome. So what are the details? How many pieces, how many artists, who is involved in all of this?
Okay. So again, super grassroots idea came together. It was not no organization behind it or anything, but just folks who started talking about it, inviting their friends. We went down and measured those orange barriers because we wanted to not hurt them. We didn't want to obstruct views and all of the things, trying to be, you know, good trouble with emphasis on good. So we decided the size of plywood that it should be and how many we thought we could fit from Peace and Justice Plaza down to Graham Street. So but past that, it was basically grassroots, sign up genius, let every artist you know as quietly as you can know about this. And we ended up with over 70 artists participating, and we had a team of about 20 women and men who put up the art overnight.
How long did it take, like, to get it out there?
Gosh, the response from artists was, I knew that the response from the community would be good when I saw the artist response. I have been in the past involved with art shows that are official for an organization, and artists are busy, and they say, what do you need? When do you need it? And this was kind of a, oh, when can I come pick up my board? Oh, this is so great. Thank you. And I knew that response from the artist was going to be met, you know, in the public too. Just it's a welcome kind of breath of fresh air.
So how long did it take? Like, you went out there with all of these pieces of art. How long did it take to put it all up? Did you, like, there had to have been some people around, like, probably not many in the middle of the night, but.
Right, right. And of course, we did not go in the middle of the night. We went first thing in the morning, but we knew that we wanted to get them up quick, get in and get out. So we, I don't have any artistic ability. I can honestly hardly sign
same.
My name.
Yeah.
So what I contributed to the project was organizing. So we had a few people in each section of Franklin. We had it kind of figured out who needed how many zip ties, and they took the right art. And I think there was up within an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was really cool.
How many volunteers?
15 to 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what are some of your favorite pieces?
Oh my gosh. I was blown away. Like, again, not being artistic myself, I know people are talented. I know our community is talented, but I expected kind of, you know, rally sign style art was what was in my head. Mm. And what we got back was there's a beautiful piece, tribute to George Floyd, and it's empowering. It's it kind of has colors resonating out from his likeness. And it's kind of like visualizing the movement that his death set off. There's a really cool piece that says "Say Her Name." That's just black and white, very basic letters, but really cool. Mm-hmm. There's a piece by Sharon Barksdale Worth that's a tribute to John Lewis at the very beginning, across from Top of the Hill. Gosh, there's so many just super high quality pieces. The other super cool thing is that it's a really diverse group of artists from, you know, age and race. We have students who are in high school who contributed. I think we have one student that's in middle school that contributed. And Bethany Cheney's, a former Carver alderman, her niece and nephew participated. And theirs is on the first section near Peace and Justice Plaza. But then you've got, you know, really professional artists too. So it's a definite, you can tell when you walk it, it's a really grassroots effort of a lot of different kinds of pieces.
What's the reaction been?
It's been really positive. It's been just a huge, like, all caps thank you for this, because I think we all have been kind of stuck in this road of anxiety about the pandemic and the election and you know, worrying about our local business. And this is kind of a reason to just get out, grab your mask and your wallet, go downtown, grab a coffee, walk the walk. It's been fun.
It's such an inspiration, not just to, like, get the word out about, oh, go and vote in November and during early voting and get out and take action, but just, like, get out and do something to make the community a little bit better. I think a lot of us might be just sitting here like, oh, I want to do the right thing, but you don't have to do the right thing. You have to do a right thing. And if everyone else does a right thing, then that's what it takes, right? That's what makes downtown beautiful and vibrant and artistic. That's what brings us all together. That's what enables us to help each other and to get each other out and taking action for justice.
Yeah, we've all got it within us. And I think what's really cool about the art as you walk it is to think about, the only thing we told artists was that the theme should be social justice or civic engagement. And what you see is what we got back. And it's just really cool to think of those are the perspectives from the young people and the older artists in our community. It's pretty powerful. It really gave me chills to see the art.
How long is it up for?
Through Election Day. And I'd want to give a huge shout out to the town and to the Downtown Partnership for being supportive of this and letting this rogue guerrilla art pop-up stay up through the election.
Awesome. Speaking with Mary Swan Perry again, Meet the Moment Art Walk is what we're talking about. More than 70 pieces. They're all on Franklin Street. Check them out. Where can people go to find out more?
So there's a Facebook page, Meet the Moment 2020, and there's Instagram also. The hashtag we're using for Twitter and Instagram is Meet the Moment 2020. So go search it. There's a daily Tar Heel article. You guys have been great about pushing it out there. So they should be able to find it if they just Google it.
Awesome. Anything else that folks want to know?
I don't think so. I just want to give a shout out to all the artists and people who were rogue with me and went and go put the plywood up. It was super special, and I couldn't have done it without them.
Well, again, find more on the Facebook page for the Meet the Moment Art Walk. And best way to find out more is just to head to downtown Franklin Street and check it out for yourself. It's up there through Election Day, so another 3 weeks in a day or so, and then we'll go from there, as it were. Mary Swan Perry, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.